Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Tes, as we get ever closer to the end of Maseches Chulin here in the last parak of Maseches Chulin. We are holding out the two dots on daf Kuf Lamed Ches Lamed Beis, four lines before the lines get wide. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we again thank him very much and so very much appreciate the continued support of our Torah learning and his Torah learning. And for the sponsorship. So we are holding again four lines before the lines get wide. We're going to discuss the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein as it relates to Kodshim and briefly as it relates to a bird that had killed a human being and why there's no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein in that case. But we're going to focus on what exactly is the case of Shiluach HaKein, of Kodshim, that we need to exempt one from. Where is there a Havamina that there's Shiluach HaKein by Kodshim? Then the Gemara is going to discuss if something with Kedushas Bedek Habayis runs away, are you Chayiv ba'achriyusa, or do we say no? Hashem aretu mlova, wherever it is, it's in the possession of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so you don't have to worry about replacing it. Its kedusha is still there wherever it happens to be. We're going to discuss the effect of the word alai on the achrayus for arachim. Normally, the difference between saying something is kadosh by saying harei zu versus harei alai suggests that if it gets lost, if it gets ruined, if it gets destroyed, then I'm responsible. But what about an erech? What about when you're taking an erechin vow, where the only way to say it is a lie? Does that still have the same implication? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein in a variety of different circumstances. Does it depend where you find the bird? You find the bird in a tree, you find the bird in a bar, you find the bird on somebody's head. Literally, the Gemara gives that case, you find the nest on somebody's head. So you have all different cases of Shiluach HaKein. The Gemara is going to discuss different remazim to Moshe, Haman, Esther, and Mordechai in the Torah itself. And we're also going to discuss Yonei Hadrusayos, a certain type of bird. What exactly is that referring to? What's the etymology of the word Hadrusayos? And an unbelievable story of a conversation between two of these Yonei Hadrusayos. And then at the very, very end of the daf, going well into tomorrow's daf, we're going to discuss how we know that an Of Tameh is part from Shiluach HaKein. And a non-kosher bird, there's no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. And we're going to have eight rayas against the idea that the word Sipar always means an Of Tahar, always means a kosher bird. We're going to reject all the rayas. That's going to take us well into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin right now. Kuf Lamed Chesam Beis Bachulin Avalobim Muktashim. Shiluach HaKein is knowing only on Chulin birds, but not on Muktashim birds, not on Kodesh birds. It says Mara Milo, why isn't Shiluach HaKein knowing by birds of Hegdish, just like it is by birds of Chulin? So the Rashba raises the question, what's the Havamina that you're allowed to be Mishaleach an aim when it's Shel Hegdish? It's Mamon Hegdish. You can't just send it out to Hefker, you're going to be Mazik Hegdish. So how could you even have a Havamina that there's going to be Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein on a Hegdish bird? So the Rashba suggests that we thought that since you're not able to be Mishaleach the aim because it's Kodesh, therefore you're not allowed to take the Banim because there's an issue. You can't take the Banim while the aim is Ravetzis Aleihem. So that's why the Gemara has to darshan from the pasuk that no, there is no mitzvah shluach hakein, and therefore there's no iser to take the banan. Meaning, of course, the Gemara never had avamina, says the Rashba, that you're just going to send a hektish bird out and let it go wherever it goes. You can't do that. That's totally irresponsible. The havamina is that since you can't do that, you also can't take the banan. So that's what the Gemara is trying to tell me, that no, you can take the banan because there is no mitzvah of Shiluach whatsoever. There's also Kasha asked by the Ramban and the Rashba why we don't exclude Ofos Hegdish from the midst of Shiluach, because the Pasuk says Ve'es Habanim Tikach Lach, that you take the Banim. By Ofos of Hegdish, you're not allowed to take the Banim for yourself. It's Hegdish. So they suggest a number of different answers. The Ramban and the Rashba suggest that the Mishnah is talking about Ofos of Kadshei Mizbeach, that in a Torah, the Kedusha does not extend to the banim. The kedusha only extends to the banim on a drabanan level. That's the sugya meseches meila. And by kachay bedek habayis, the kedusha goes to the beitzim, and that's when the Mishnah is not talking about kachay bedek habayis. It's only talking about kachay mizbeach. Or, says the Rashba, it could be that we're talking about an Ovshal Hagdish that's Rovetz al Beitzim that aren't its own Beitzim, and therefore they're not Kodesh, because if it was an Ovshal Chulin, it would have a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Now that it's Kodesh, it doesn't have this mitzvah, even though the Beitzim are not Kodesh at all, and you would be able to theoretically fulfill Vesabanim Tikach Lach. Tosa Rash suggests that it could be that the Mishnah is talking about Bekacha Betekabayis, but since you could be Poda the Beitzim with your own money and take them, so you can be Mekayim. And Rabbi Akiva suggests a fourth answer, that we're talking about that you're makdish the aim after it's matil the beitzim. So the aim alone is kadosh, the beitzim are not, because it already laid the eggs prior to its kedusha. But anyway, so the Gemara, back to the Gemara. The Gemara is asking, am I low? Why is there no mitzvah shluach hakein on hegdish, just like there is on chulin to amar krah? Because the pasuk says shaleach to shalach haseim b'mi shatam mitzvah l'shalcho yatzaseh shiatam mitzvah l'shalcho elavilu de gizmar. It has to be a bird that you are mitzvah to be mishaleach to send out to makom hefker, as opposed to a bird that's hegdish, where you're not supposed to send it out to hefker because it has to get to the gizmar so that people won't violate Me'ila when they find this bird somewhere else. Amar Ravina Hilkach Ov Tarash Hargas Nefesh Patam Shluach. And from that same logic, if you have a kosher bird that killed the person, you don't have to do shiluach because there's a chiyuv skila on such a bird. My time, Adam Akrash Shalech Shalach Haseim B'mishat Mitzvah L'Shalchu Yatzaseh Shiyat Mitzvah L'Shalchu Elavi L'Beizdin. There's no mitzvah shiluach on an oaf that killed the person because you have to bring it to Beizdin. Hey Chidami, what's the case? What's the situation of Ravina by the oaf that killed someone? E de Gamar Dinei. If we're talking about that already had a Gemar Din for Hariga, that it's Chayiv Misa, so Bar Katoluhu, it's already Chayiv Misa, how could it happen that it's that you ever have a situation of Shiluach HaKein with it? Shiluach HaKein is that you just happen to find it somewhere. If it's already, Bezin already has it, they already had a whole trial, and they already were done at Lemisa, so what's it doing anywhere? That's how Rashi understands the question. The Ritva doesn't understand it that way, because it could be, what do you mean, how did it get there? It's a bird, it flew away. They thought they locked the cage and somehow it got out. It's possible. So the Ritva explains that the kasha of the Gemara is that if it was already at a Gemara din to get killed, it's asr bahana'a. The Gemara Baba Kama learns sakoli sakala sharv lo yecholos basaro, that it's asr bahana'a. And the Torah is only says to Mishalech, the Torah would never say to Mishalech the aim where other people could be nichshal in it. Like we say by Tzipori Mitzora, there is no mitzvah of shiluach because it's going to be maybe l'day takala. So anyone who finds it is going to have to kill it. So how could the Torah say to ever be mishaleach? So says the Gemara, but either way, we're bothered if it's already nigmar dina lemisa. It doesn't seem that there could even be a havamina that there's going to be shiluach hakein. Ela delo gamar dina. It must be that there's not yet a gamar din that it's supposed to get stoned. Ubayla tu lebedina, and you have to bring it to Beis Din. Kume bay ubiyatara mikerbecha, and to fulfill the mitzvah of biyatara mikerbecha, that whenever you find some chayave misa, you have to bring them to Beis Din in order to get killed, to get rid of the evil from our mitzvah. So that's why you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of shaleach to shaleach haseim, and that's why you're potter from mitzvah shiluach if you find a bird that needs to stand trial for shiluach for having killed someone. Okay, but going back to the discussion of birds that are hegdish, hani muktashin, the case of birds that are hegdish, that the Mishnah says that don't worry, there's no mitzvah shiluach hakein on hegdish. Hey chidami, what's the case exactly of a hegdish bird that there is no mitzvah shiluach? If you just have a nest in your house and you're makdish the bird, well, in such a case, could there be a havamina that there's a mitzvah shiluach hakein? Even by a bird of chulin, your pater, if it's in your house, it has to be that you happen upon a kansipor. But if it's mezuman already in your house, then there's no mitzvah even by chulin of shiluach hakein. So that can't be the case of hegdish. Ella de chaza kan bialma. It must be that you see a nest in a hefker place, va'akdish and you're makdish it. So that's where the Mishnah is saying that you're potter from shiluach kan. Says Maro, mi kadosh, but can it be kadosh in such cases? Your hektish even even chal. V'ish ki yaktish es beso kodesh amar rachmana ma beso bereshuso av kol bereshuso. You only have the ability to be maktish what's in your reshus. The kan is not in your reshus. The hektish would never be chal in the first place. So that can't be the case of hektish that we're talking about. V'eladak v'inu le'afrochim v'aktishinu. Now it must be that you found the kan and you then picked up the afrochim in the kan. You recorded them for yourself. Now they're yours, so your hektish could be chal, and you're maktish them. And then v'hadar hadrinu, and then you put them back in the nest. So then the mother comes back to be rovates on the babies. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, that since the afrochim are kadosh, there's no chiyuv to be mishaleach the mother. But that can't be either, because hayafil b'chulanami lo mechayiv. If that were the case, that you already were zocha in the afrochim, you already were kona the afrochim, then you wouldn't be chayiv by chulan either. Titana natala sabanim, if you've already taken the banim v'chzirun l'kan, and then you put them back in the nest v'acharka chazra emalein, and then the mother comes back to be rovitz on the birds, patam l'shaleach. You don't have a mitzvah of shiluach, because at the moment you pick them up to be zochabem, the mitzvah goes away, because they already became mizumanim. So it's not going to help to put them back. So there's no chiluk between chulin and hagdish in that regard. Ve'ela da'agbalei, meaning we're looking for a case where you have a case of hagdish, that the parallel case of chulin would be chayiv, but because it's hagdish, it is it's patam from shiluach. Okay. So ela da'agbalei, the case must be that you pick up the mother, not the babies, va'aktisha, and you're maktish the mother, va'hadra, and then it goes back to the beitzim or to the afrochim. And in such a case, you part from shiluach kain, because since the mother belongs to hagdish, and you cannot fulfill the pasuk of shalech to shalech ha'seim, so that's why you're parted. So that can't be the case either, says Gemara Meikara. When you first found that nest, it became chayiv in shiluach hakein, mikami da'aktisha, before you were ever maktish it. And a mitzvah wouldn't go away just because you're maktish it. If the mitzvah already existed, the mitzvah cannot disappear just because you're maktish it. How do I know that? Titanya. Because we have a braisa about a different mitzvah when it comes to the mitzvah of kisui adam, which also does not apply to kadosh animals, doesn't apply to chayos of hagdish. Rabbi Yochum and Yosef Omer, higdish chaya v'achar kach shchata. Let's say you were maktish chaya and then you shechted it, pater milchasos. There's no chiyuv kisui adam because it's a hagdish animal. Shchata v'achar kach hikdisha. But let's say you shecht an animal, there's blood everywhere, it's chayiv in kisui adam, and then you're maktish it, chayiv l'chasos, then the chiv of kisui is going to be there. Shekvarn is chayiv b'kisui kodem shod l'day hegdish, because the chiv of kisui preceded the hegdish, and hegdish is not going to make the chiv go away. So the same is true of here by shiluach hakein, that since you already were chayiv in the mitzvah of shiluach hakein before you're maktish the aim, you don't become potter just because you're maktish the aim. So answers Gemara Rav Amar, b'maktish peros shovacho umardu. That this is what our fifth attempt to come up with. What's the case of hegdish exactly? The case is that the person is maktish the birds that will be born from the birds that are in this nest. They belong to you. So it's so you're maktish them to bring them like an olas and dava, and then they ran away to a makom hefker, and they built a nest somewhere else. So it turns out that they're kodesh, but they're not mizuman. They're not pirashuso. So if those birds had been chulin, if you would find them, you would be chayiv in shiluach hakein, and it's only on account of them being hegdish that they're pata from shiluach hakein, which is exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for a case where had it been chulin, it would be chayiv. It's not mizuman, but because it's hegdish, it's pata from shiluach hakein. Shmuel Amar, a different case. B'maktish tarnagol. That you're maktish tarnagolas for the use of bet kabayis, not to be used for kedushas and go for a karban, and then it runs away and it builds a nest in a pardes somewhere, and it lays eggs in a makom hefker that's not a makom mezuman. And had this tarnagolas been a tarnagolas of chulin, if someone would find it, they'd be chayiv in shiluach. But since it's kadosh lebet kabayis, it's pater from shiluach. So it says Mar Bishlam Shmuel Amar Krav. I understand why Shmuel doesn't want to say like Rav, where you're maktish peros shovcho to come up with a kadosh lebet kabayis, because he would rather say that we're talking about a case of kachay bedek habayis, which doesn't have kedushas haguf, and still there's a patur of shiluach hakan. I might have thought that the patur of hagdish is only when it's real, the strongest form of hagdish, when it's kachay mizbeach. So he wants to be mechadish that even kachay bedek habayis is a patur from shiluach hakan. El Rav, my time alone with Shmuel, why didn't Rav want to say like Shmuel that we're talking about kachay bedek habayis? So Amalach Rav would probably respond, dafka kapatri mishiluach, Peros Shovacha, the Kachem is Beach Minu. The Kevin the Kachem Kedush Saguf, Lo Pak Kedush Sayu Minayu. That Rav would say that it's only when it's Kachem is Beach is going to be Pater from Shiluach HaKein, because that Kedusha never goes away from it. No matter where the animal runs away to, no matter where the bird flies away to and builds a nest somewhere else, Kedushas Mizbeach will always be there. And that's why it will always exempt from Shiluach HaKan. Avol B'maktish Tarnagolos Lebedek Abayis Lav Kachem is Beach. But if you're Maktish Tarnagolos just for Bedek Abayis, where it doesn't have Kachem, you don't have Kedushas Mizbeach to be Maktish on the Mizbeach, Tarnagolim are not the Tarnagolim are not brought on the Mizbeach. The Kedushas Damim B'Almahu, where all it has is Kedushas Damim, Kevon de Marda, Paka Kedusha Sayu, Mechayavas B'Shiluach. If it runs away, if it flies away, then the Kedusha goes away, and Memele Yechayav in Shiluach, like any oaf of Chulin would be Chayav in Shiluach. The reason that Kedusha Bet HaKabayis would disappear when the bird runs away is because by the Hegdish of Bet HaKabayis, the bird itself is not Kadosh. There's a Shibud Mamuni for Hegdish, that you owe a certain amount of value to Hegdish, and if the Gizbar thinks that he's never going to see this bird because it ran away, so now it's like Hefker, that Shibud Mamun goes away. It no longer has that status of Hegdish. That's how the Ramban explains this Shita, that Rav holds that if you have something that only has Kedushas Bet HaKabayis, and then you're never going to retrieve it because it ran away somewhere else, so then it no longer has its Kedusha. Ushmol Amar Shmol says, of course it still has its Kedusha. Kal Heicha De'isei B'Bei Gaza D'Rachmana Isa. Wherever it is, it's somewhere in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's possession. Meaning when something has Kedusha, you're saying it's in the possession of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what? Runs away. So now it ran away from Hashem? There's no running away from Hashem. Dechsiv, Hashem Aretz Umloa. Everything, it's in Hashem's treasure house. What's his treasure house? The entire planet, the entire world is his treasure house. So therefore, the Kedusha is not Pokea, even if it runs away from where you can find it. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Shmuel that our Mishnah's Tour of Shiluach HaKein by Mukdashin is B'Makdash Tarnagolas LeBedek HaBayis Umarda, that the case was you gave a Kedush B'Bedek HaBayis and then it ran away. Amar Leir B'Shim Ben Lakish Kivin Shemarda Pakalei Kedushasa. So B'Shim Ben Lakish says, what do you mean? If it ran away, shouldn't its Kedusha go away? So Amar Leir Rabbi Yochanan responded to Reish Lakish B'Bei Gazda D'Rachmani Isa D'Chziv L'Hashem Aratim La. Not wherever it is, it's in Hashem's possession, because there is no running away from Hashem. Says Gemara, that machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where Rabbi Yochanan seems to assume that the Kedusha does not disappear, the Kedusha stays with it because of Hashem Aratim La, and Reish Lakish seems to assume that the Kedusha disappears, that seems to be a stira. V'ramid Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Ramid Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. It seems to me that there's a stira within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and a stira within Shitas Reish Lakish. The Itmar, because we have another conversation recorded between the same two Amorah. If a person says this money is going for Bedek Abayis, v'nignivu o ne'evdu, and then the money gets stolen or it gets lost, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayv Bachriyusan Ad Sheyavol Lidei Gizbar. You have to replace it. You still have to pay the money until it gets to the Gizbar. Reish Lakish Amar Kol Heicha Di'isei V'Begas D'Rachmani Isei D'Chziv L'Hashem Aratzim La. And Reish Lakish is the one that says, no, you don't have to replace it. Hashem has it. Where you just don't know where it is, but wherever it is, Hashem has it. L'Hashem Aratzim La. So Kasha Reish Lakish Ad Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is the one that did not want to say such a svara by Shiluach HaKein. He said that if you're Makdish the bird with Kedush Bet HaKabayis and then it flies away somewhere and builds a nest somewhere, so then he said that it loses its Hegdish. And now he's saying that if you're Makdish money for Bet HaKabayis and it disappears, it's stolen, that it still maintains its Hegdish. And Kashat Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, and you have the same steer within Rabbi Yochanan and the reverse. So it says, Dresh Lakish, Dresh Lakish, Lokasha. You can't ask such a steer in Reish Lakish. Hamikami Deshami Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe, Halabasa Deshami Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe. One was before he heard what his Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan had to say, that Mamun Hegdish is always considered Bereshus Kavoa, and then once he heard Rabbi Yochanan say that, so that second conversation that we recorded about the Mamun that was Nevar or Nigzal was after he already heard Rabbi Yochanan's Shita that Hashem Aratzim La means that it always retains its Kedusha. El Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. But why did Rabbi Yochanan change his mind? What happened with Rabbi Yochanan? He was the Rebbe of Reish Lakish. It's not that Reish Lakish's argument would have swayed him. So it says, Rabbi Yochanan nami lo kasha. Not a stira in Rabbi Yochanan either. Hada amar alai, It all depends the language that the person used when he was makdish it, whether he's chayiv in the achrayas of it. If he said hare alai mana lebedek abayis, and he designated money for that vow, and then it got stolen or got lost, he was mechayiv himself to give that money, and therefore he's never going to be pater. Even if it disappears, it gets stolen, he has to give that money. He has to give money to the gizbar. But if he said hare zu, then it was just on the cheftza. This money is kadosh. If this money disappears, I don't have to replace it with other money. This money is still going to be kadosh wherever it is. That makes it sound that Rabbi Shimon Lakish, who had initially disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan and holds that the Makdish is pater from Achrayos because wherever it is, it's Bebegazad Rachmana, wherever it is, Lashem Aratzim Loa. If he disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan in the second example, it makes it sound like even if he says a lie, he's not going to be responsible for it. Is that true, Reish Lakish holds? Even if you say a lie, you're not going to be responsible. Vatnan. It's a Mishnah Maseches Kinim. Ezu neder vezu inedava. What is the difference between a neder and a inedava? Right? We have all this brisker Torah about the difference between a din in the gavra and a din in the chepsa. This is it. This is the original place. This is the only place where it really actually says it. Right? Where you have the difference between a neder and a Nedava. Neder homer hare alai ola. Neder is where a person says hare alai ola. Nedava homer hare zo ola, where he says this is an ola. Uma be neder l'nedava. And what's the difference in halacha? What's halacha nafkamina? Whether you're makdish by saying hare alai or hare zo? Neder meso nigneva osha avda chayiv bachrisa. If you took it as a neder, so if it gets lost or stolen, you are responsible because you put it on yourself. Nidava, but if it was a nidava, it's hare zu. It's not on yourself. It's on the animal. Mesa nigneva shabda eino chayiv bachrisa. You're not responsible to replace it. It's only that animal that you chayiv to be makriv. But if it gets lost or stolen, then you don't have to do anything. So you see from the Mishnah that a person who says hare alai has absolute achrayus, even if it gets lost or stolen. So how could Reish Lakish say that even if you say hare alai mana lebedek abayis, you're not responsible because wherever it is, it's in Hashem's possession? So says Mar Amalek Reish Lakish, Hani Mili Kachem Izbeach, Demuchusar Hakrava. That's only when we're talking about that chilik between Alai and Zu, and Zo is only when it comes to Kachem Mizbeach, where you're supposed to bring it on the Mizbeach. So if it dies or it gets stolen or it gets lost, before you ever brought it to the Azari, you were never Makayim your Neder, and therefore you have to bring another Karban. Because the fulfillment of the Neder is only once a Karban is actually brought. Aval Kachay Bede Gabayis. Kachay Bede Gabayis just means this now belongs to Hashem. So that you could say that your Neder has been fulfilled because wherever it is, it belongs to Hashem. Delav Mechusar Hakrava, there's no requirement to be Makrivit in order to fulfill your Neder. So Av Gav Damar Alai, Lo Mechayiv, even though you said a lie, you have fulfilled it, because wherever it is, it belongs to Hashem. So the Gemara asks Reish Lakish, but wait, Vatanan, we have a Mishnah, Mesech Sarachin, Ha'omer Shor Ze Ola, Bayis Ze Korban. So the person says, this Shor is an Ola, okay, that sounds like a Kedush Mizbeach, but Bayis Ze Korban, what does that mean? A Bayis can't be a Korban, what's he saying? That it has Kedushas, Bedek HaBayis, Meis HaShor Nafal HaBayis, and then the Shor dies or the house falls down. You are not responsible for it. But if you say Sharze Olai Ola, Bayeze Olai Karban, even if you use the word Zeh, but if you use the word Olai and you take personal responsibility, then Mesa Sharv Nafla Bayez Chayv Lashai, then you do have to pay. So don't you see that even if you say Olai and it's Kedush Bedeka Bayez, that you do have to pay if the item disappears? Against Reish Lakish, who thought that if it's Kedush Bedeka Bayez, you're not going to have to pay if the item disappears because wherever it is, it's in Hashem's possession. Says, well, no, the big difference. If it disappeared, meaning it disappeared from existence, so it doesn't exist in Hashem's vast world anywhere, so that's where Reish Lakish is going to say, is it, even Reish Lakish will admit, it's not Bebegaz Drachmana, because it's not, it just doesn't exist, it's gone, it disappeared. But where it just disappeared from my sight, I don't know where it is, it ran away, but it exists somewhere in God's world, then you say, then you say, well, wherever it is, it's in God's world, and therefore Hashem has it ready, and therefore I've already fulfilled my vow. So in a case where you say Harezu, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree, wherever it is, it's in Hashem's possession. If you say Hare Alai, Machlok, and it's Kedush Bedek HaBayis, machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether you say that kol hechadisa b'begaz d'rachmani isay, or you say that no, you are going to be chayiv ba'achriyusa. So once we mention the achrayus of someone who's makdish, we're going to discuss how this relates to the halachos of arachin as well. Amar Rav Hanuna, kol modin ba'arachin. Everyone agrees when it comes to arachin that a person is mechayiv to be mekadish his erech value, the assigned value that the Torah gives, or the value of someone else's erech. Avgav da amar alai lo mechayiv. Even if you say the word alai, it doesn't mean that you're chayiv in the achrayus in the most, which means I say erki alai, and then I designate money, which is the exact value of my erech, and then that money gets lost. I am not chayiv b'achriyusa, even though I used the word alai, and everyone would agree to that. My taima, de lo mitmar le below alai. The reason is because the word alai in the context of arachin is not meant to signify that I'm taking absolute achrayus. The word alai is because there's no other way to formulate an erech vow. The only way to formulate it is by the word alai. Because hey chilema, what do you want the guy to say? Lema erki? He should just say the word erki? Aman! Who's chayiv in your erech? Lema erech ploni? You want to say the erech of so-and-so? Aman! Who's chayim there? And the only way to formulate it is by saying a lie. So maskif l'rava, lema hareini be'erki. What do you mean? There's a way to formulate it without the word a lie. Say hareini be'erki, which makes it sound like I am being chayiv to pay my erech. Hareini be'erech ploni, or I am being mechayiv myself to pay erech ploni. And maybe then, when you, if you were to add the word a lie, you're taking absolute responsibility even if the money gets lost. Va'od, and another kashan Rav Hanuna. Tanya, we have a brayso. Binasanomer, pasuk says by a person's makdish stay mikne, which is in the Rishus of Hegdish until Yovel. And if he wants to be poded before Yovel, he has to pay Hegdish how much the value of that which he was makdish, meaning the value of the grain that the field is going to produce between now and Yovel. So the pasuk says that the Kohen has to make a cheshbin and until the cheshbining how many years there are till Yovel, what the projected output of the field is going to be until then. V'nos nesher chabayomahu kodesh la'Hashem. Ma tamalomar, what's the Torah telling me when it says v'nasan eserkcha bayomahu? Why does the pasuk say loshen bayomahu? We're not talking about erichin. We're talking about why does it say v'nasan eserkcha bayomahu? We're not talking about arachin. We're talking about hegdish of sados. It could have said v'nasan oso bayomahu. So fisha mitzinu behekteshos maisros, because we find behekteshos and maisrosheni shemischalalin al ma'ul shabchulin, that you can be mechalal them on chulin money nignavu. And if that money then gets stolen or lost, you're not chayiv to replace it, because by other ektashos it says that right away when you mafresh the money and you add that chomesh, the hektish becomes chulin. So it doesn't use the lashon of nesina. So yachla av zekein, I might think by arachin the din is going to be the same, that it's enough to be mafresh the money in order for it to have fulfilled your chiyuv, and if that money subsequently gets lost after you mafresh it, you're potter, you don't have to worry about it. Tamalomar, v'nasan eserkecha. That's why it says v'nasan eserkecha. They have to give the value of the erech to the Kohen. That only giving it to the gizbar is considered a kiyum of your chiyuv. And it has to be that part of the pasuk, it does not relate to being poed to your field, it relates to arachin, because that's why the Torah used the word erech in formulating that part of the pasuk. That money has to be, that's given for arachin, chulin achiyavoli de gizbar, is chulin until it goes to the gizbar. So you see from this braisa that by arachin we do not say that you're not responsible for the money. We say you're absolutely responsible for the money. Against Rav Hanuna. Rav Hanuna said even when you say arki alai, you have no responsibility when it comes to arachin, because there's no other way to formulate it. Here we see that dafka by arachin, I don't care what happens, if until that money gets to the gizbar, you have 100% responsibility. If you want to say over what Rav Hanuna said, we formulated it incorrectly. Amar Rav Hanuna, here's what Rav Hanuna really said. Hakol modin ba'arachin, da'afagav de'lo amar alai mechayiv. He said the opposite. He said that even if you don't say the word a lie, you're always going to be chayiv b'achriyusa. Whereas when it comes to other ekdeshos, other nedarim, there's the nedarim and nedavos. If you say a lie, if you say zoo, are you not responsible for the achrayus? So we thought Rav Hanuna was saying, and arachin is different, that you're never going to be responsible for the achrayus. No, Rav Hanuna was saying, arachin is different, that you're always going to be responsible for the achrayas, even if you don't say alai d'chsiv v'nasan asarikacha, because of that pasuk v'nasan asarikacha chulin hein biyadcha shevol de gizbar, that it's always going to be chulin until it comes into the possession of the gizbar. Period. That's the end of the discussion of hekdeshos. But now we're going to discuss different circumstances of finding a nest and when you are and are not chayiv in shiluach hakein. So chomer b'kisei in the Mishnah had mentioned the chumra of kisei adam that shiluach hakein doesn't have. That kisei adam is knowing b'chayiv ba'of b'mezumen b'shein mezumen. Shiluach hakein is only knowing by a bird and also only by an eino mezumen. So a bird that you just find in the middle of nowhere. So Tan Rabbanan Brisa darshens the pasuk ki yikari kan tzipor lefanecha matam. What's the pasuk saying, teaching us with the words ki yikarei lefi shenemar? Because the pasuk says shalech shalach say mes abanim tikach lach. So yachal, I might have thought that the Torah is when it says shalech to shalach. Tishalech, it's telling me yachzor baharim ugvos kadesh yimtzakein, that you should go looking around till you find a nest. That this is a mitzvah you have to seek out. Tamalomar ki yikarei b'ma'or lefanecha. That's why it says ki yikarei. That no, if you happen to run into a nest, then you have a mitzvah. But there's no mitzvah to go seeking out a nest in order to do the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. That's clear in the Gemara. The Birkei Yosef, the Chidah in Yerdeis and Reish Sadi Beis writes from the Arizal that you have to be mishtadel to be mekayim this mitzvah. So that of course perplexed all the Achronim. The Arizal's beferish against the Gemara. The Gemara says not to be mishtadel. It's ki yikarei. If you happen to run into it. So that's what they try to figure out, why the Arizal would be different, why the Al Derech Nistar, there's some great value in looking dafka to try to fulfill the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Kain, Mikal Makom, Kain teaches us that however it may be, even if it's only one egg or only one Ephroach that's in the nest, still you have a mitzvah. Tzipor tells me Tahora v'lo Tamea, that it's got to be only a kosher bird, not a non-kosher bird. Right? You have to identify the eggs as kosher, or the mother as a kosher bird before, both the eggs and the mother as a kosher bird before you do the mitzvah shiluach, certainly before you make a bracha. Lefanecha b'rishos hayachid. Lefanecha is that it applies even if it's in a rishos hayachid, provided that's in a place in Rosh Hashanah where there's no automatic kinyan chatzar. It's not a chatzar mishtameres. It's in a hefker type area of Rosh Hashanah. But derech we darshan b'Rosh Hashanah, that it applies even if you find it in Rosh Hashanah. Be ilanos minayin. How do I know that if you find the nest in a tree that you chayev tamalomer b'chaleitz? Pasuk says b'chaleitz. Be boroshich namaros minayin. How do I know that if you find it in a pit or a cave or something that you chayev tamalomer oala aretz? So it says Marav Chimiach Shifan al-Rab is called davar. If wherever you find it, it's chayev in the mitzvah lefanecha b'derech lamali. Then what are we teaching by saying lefanecha b'derech? It could have just said b'chaleito ala aretz, which implies everywhere, bein b'rishas yachad, bein b'rishas ram, wherever you may find it. So lomalach ma derech she'in kano biyadcha, af kol she'in kano biyadcha. That it's only if it's not mezumen lefanecha, it's not yours, you don't own it. Mikan omri yoni shovach, yoni aliyah, yonim of hefker, that in the shovach min aliyos, she'kinnu betfichin, that make a nest in a small kalim that you put in the wall, uvabiros, or in the towers, va'avazim tarnagolin, shekinu bepardes, or geese and chickens that nest in an orchard, which is a place of hefker, chayev bishulach. That's where there's a chayev shulach. Avkinu b'toch habayis, but if they nest in your house, v'chein yoni adrasios, or yoni adrasios, which are doves of hefker that grow that raise their chicks amongst people inside your house. Patur mishiluach. Then it's going to be patur from shiluach, because if it's in your house, it's patur from shiluach. Amar mar. So now we had said ma derech shein kano biyadcha, af kol shein kano biyadcha. So halamali, why do I need to learn this din that the chiyuv of shiluach hakein is only when it's not kano biyadcha from the word derech? Mikiyukare nafka. I learned that already from kiyukare. Kiyukare pratla mezuman, that it can't be mezuman. It means that you can't own it. Va'old lefanecha lavali. And also, why does it have to say lefanecha? Why does the Torah have to say the word lefanecha to darshan that even in Rosh Hashanah that's not mishtameres, you have this mitzvah? We're about to say that the chiyuv shiluach hakein is everywhere from the word ala aretz. Elo lefanecha la'asu yishol lefanecha mardu. Lefanecha comes even if you once had them in your rishos, and then they were moray, they ran away, and they become chayiv in shiluach hakein. Baderech Kidarav Yehudam Rav. Damrav Yehudam Rav. Matza kan bayam chayiv b'shiluach. If you find a nest by the sea, you're chayiv in shiluach. Shenemar, ko'amar Hashem anosim bayam derech. So for the Lashon of Derech that the Torah uses includes Yam as well, because it says Bayam Derech, that there is a Derech even in the Yam. Elameata says, well, really, anytime the Torah uses the word Derech, it means that if you find a nest there, it's going to be Chayv in Shulach HaKan. Matza Kan Bashamayim. Let's say you find a Kan in the Shamayim. Tichsiv Derech Nesher Bashamayim. Hachinami de Mechayv in Shulach HaKan. Should it be Chayv in Shulach HaKan? Because there is a Pasuk in Mishlei that calls it a Derech. Derech Nesher Bashamayim. What does that mean, you find a nest in Shamayim? It defies gravity. So the Rishonim would say, it means that you find it on the back of another bird. So that there is a bird flying in the Shamayim that has a nest on it. So it sounds like a challenging Shiluach HaKein situation. But you might think that there's a Chiyuv Shiluach HaKein because Derech Nesher, it's on a Derech. So Derech Nesher Ikri, Derech Stam Alo Ikri. No, it's only called Derech Nesher. It's not called Derech Stam. That's the famous comment that the Ragachover had. They asked the Ragachover whether a person is a Mechuyev to recite Tfilas HaDerech when they travel on an airplane. So he said, what do you mean? It's a Beferish Gemara Chulin Kof Lametes on the base. That the Gemara says that Derech Nesher Ikri, that up in the Shemayim it's Derech Nesher Ikri, but it's not called a Derech. So the Tfilas HaDerech is only when you're Holich Baderech. So like that. The Rav Zevin quotes that example. I think they say the Sri Deish, when he explained why we don't paskin like the Ragachover, also used that example. He said he was a genius. He was brilliant. But, I mean, come on. That's not really a raya. So it's something no one else would have thought of, but they were not so taken by the raya. Rav Avadya Yosef says the Ragachover couldn't have been serious. He was just trying to flex his muscles a little bit. That when they asked him that shaila, to show that he immediately was able to think of Chulin Kavlamites. But there's no way he was serious that would be the determining factor in whether there's a mitzvah of whether there's a chiyuv of tzilas haderech when you fly in a plane. So amalei papunai l'rav masna. The people from Papunai asked Rav Masna, matza kan barosho shal adam mahu. What if you find a nest on someone's head, on a person's head? I mean, the right. You, I don't know how to tell you this, sir, but on your head there's a. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains that there are these people that go and meditate in the forest, and they stay absolutely still for very long periods of time, and to the point where, like, a big mila for them is that a bird would nest on its head, because the bird wouldn't realize that it's even a real human being that's there. So you find that you encounter such a person. So what's the halacha? So mahu, what's the din? Is there a chiv of shiluach hakein? So amar va'adoma al rosho. So Master said, well, the pasuk says when Avshalom rebelled against David HaMelech, so it says that Chushay Ha'arki came to greet him, Karua Kutanto va'adoma al rosho. So even there was Adama al rosho on Chushay Ha'arki said, it's still called Adama. It doesn't turn into Ufer. It's still called ground, even though it's on a human being's head. So you see that even though it's uprooted from the ground and it's on a person, it's still called Adama. So when the Torah says in Shulach HaKein, Ala Aretz, apparently being on a human's head does not take away the status of being Al Ha'aretz. That's the Raya. Moshe min HaTorah minayin. So the Gemara raises the question, where do we find Moshe, Merumas to in the Torah? Well, Bishagam Hu Basar, because the Pasuk says by Parshas Noach, by the Mabul, Bishagam Hu Basar. So Bishagam is a gematria of Moshe. So that's Remez, that there's going to be a person whose name is Moshe that's going to live for 120 years, because it says Bishagam Hu Basar Vayyamav Me'av Asum Shana is the end of the Pasuk. So that's a Remez to Moshe's existence. Haman min HaTorah minayin. Where do we find Haman in the Torah? Hamin ha'eitz, by the Eitz Hadas, min eitz asher suvisichol vilti achol mimenu achalta. Esther min ha'Torah minayin. Where do we find Esther min ha'Torah? Vanochi haster astir. Mordechai min ha'Torah minayin. Where do we find Mordechai in the Torah? Mordror metargminon meiradachia. Mordror, the targum is meiradachia, which is a type of very sweet smelling spice. So Mordechai is the rosh l'chol ha'besamim. Now I understand Haman, Esther, Mordechai. Where do we find them in the Torah? Moshe min ha'Torah minayin. What in the world does that mean? Anywhere, everywhere in the Torah is Moshe min ha'Torah. Anywhere after Parsha Shemos, you'll find Moshe min ha'Torah. So the Marsha says that we're dafka looking for these names that they have a makar in the Torah, because these names we find that these are all people that had other names, and we're really trying to figure out how we know that these are the appropriate names to call them. By Moshe, they have Medrash that he's called Tuvia and Avigdar. Haman was Memucha, and Esther was Hadassa, Mordechai was Pesachia. So they all had other names. So we want to know, how do I know which are the primary names, particularly with Moshe? Marsha explains, because the Bas Paro is the one that named him, and even though the Bas Paro named him, Kamina Mayim Mishisiu, so shouldn't he have been Nimsha or Mashoi? Where do you get Moshe? So that's what we're trying to find a remez to Moshe, because it doesn't even follow. I mean, it's not as bad, right? They say in the old movie, The Ten Commandments, that it says, and they drew him from the water, and therefore they called him Moses. Right, he should have been called Drew. It doesn't make sense in English, but even in Hebrew, it should be Mashoi. It should be something else. It shouldn't be Moshe. So that's what the Gemara is bothered with. That they have all these different names. Ben Yoyada has an entirely different explanation, but we don't have time to get into that right now. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Ve'ezahu She'eno Mezuma.